South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are here with two representatives from the University of Miami. It's University of Miami Day. We got you guys. We got the health system. We got them all today. We've got today the University of Miami LLM in real estate development. Easy for me to say, easy for them to say, but not easy to complete. Gives you a great set of credentials to be a professional in real estate here in South Florida or really anywhere else in the world. I want to welcome Howard Shapiro. He's the, I guess you're the resident developer.
Developer in residence, yeah.
Thank you. I'm not going to say that's easy for you to say again. I guess I just did. And we've got Mary Wolf. Mary Wolf is star pupil, Smiley, and also the Wolf of Brickell Avenue, we've come to learn. Now, Howard, tell me a little bit about the LLM at University of Miami in the development field and a little bit of background on who goes, why, and all that other stuff.
Well, thanks, Jim. Thanks also for the opportunity to be on your show, which I enjoy listening to, and which Mary and I are very delighted to be here to have a chance to talk about and praise the program. I got involved in it about 18 years ago. Being on the faculty since 1996. And this particular program is a Master's of Law, which is a one-year program that was and still is conceived for the purpose of educating lawyers, mostly young lawyers like Mary, but sometimes not so young lawyers, who are interested in anything and everything having to do with real estate law in the context of development, property acquisition, construction, finance, you name it, related to real estate activity in real estate law, and that's what we teach. Mary will have her own perspective, obviously, from the student's point of view, but I think the greatest advantage and the greatest forte of the program is the quality of the teachers that teach in it.
Yeah, spoken like a trill teacher on the program there.
Of course.
Okay.
Well, why not?
Well, they have high-quality faculty besides you.
It is the best program in the country. There's nothing like it. So
I really haven't
heard of
anything
about that. We're
very
proud of it. It's very successful.
Now, LLM, that's a tax thing, right?
No, LLM, I believe the literal translation means Latin letters of law, which is a reference to a master's level graduate educational process. The LLM master's programs are available in different disciplines, real property development, ours being one of them. In addition, you typically would have estate planning LLM, a tax LLM, I think maybe marine sciences LLM, inter-American studies, LLM. Depending on the university that you go to, there are various other types of LLMs that are available. So it's really a one-year graduate program in law in a specialty area that you choose to attend.
Well, what I found is that real estate is very integrative and that most of the professionals that come out of school really don't know what they want to do. And if they do, they all want to be like something that really doesn't make real sense based on where the market is in timing. Now, it seems like development, it might be good timing for them. How are you finding the market acceptance of your students?
Well, certainly they have felt the wrath of the marketplace like everyone else has in the last 4 or 5 years as to what's happened in South Florida and the country nationally, but particularly in our marketplace, which is so related to real estate development, real estate ownership, finance, job creation, so forth. But I have found that it is better than it was a year ago, much better than it was 2 years ago and 3 years ago when we were in the depth of the depression. And I think our students are finding it a little bit easier to get quality interviews, to contact and make connections with prospective employers, not necessarily law firms, although that's certainly a key area, but also in connection with job opportunities that come up through the development process, real estate development companies, banks, funds, financial institutions, and so forth.
I know that most of the firms in all the various silos, banks, developers, financial resources, are all looking for the intermediate hire now. They can't find the person with a couple of years' experience. So I got to figure that your students will be very valuable. But hold on. Mary Wolf, you're from St. Louis. What mm-hmm. brought you to Miami to go to the U's LLM in development? And I know that you didn't know Howard Shapiro before you got here.
I thought he would be there, so that's why I came. But
somebody like him, at least.
I knew that there was a light at the end of the tunnel.
You know, real estate's a mentorship business. Having a guy like Howard Shapiro is money in the bank.
I mean, that's why I'm in the program.
All right.
No, well, actually what brought me to University of Miami was the LLM program. I wanted to go to law school in a city where I could learn about real estate and where the environment would be favorable to studying real estate. And I knew Miami because I grew up coming here like every other person.
Why were you coming here like every other person?
To visit my grandpa.
Like you said, like every other person.
And then I emailed Connie Bowers, who's the head of the one of the heads of the program, even before I applied to the law school. And she told me that I have to wait till I'm in law school. And then I'm now doing the JD LLM, which is a combined degree.
Well, that sounds great. And, you know, I know lots of people in Miami that went to the University of Miami and got a law degree, and it's like a really awesome network. And I know a lot of people that are very successful across the country that went to the University of Miami. So you got a great national network, too, and not just a bunch of football players. Now, Howard, if I'm in your classroom, what are some of the things you're going to talk to me about?
Well, what I do or try to do, Jim, is to complement what the students are learning theoretically in the classroom about the law with the practical reality of what my experiences, good and bad, have been in the development process. So a lot of what I teach can be anecdotal. I also work with students in certain projects that they have. My Help Me Howard sessions have become institutionalized in one of the programs that we teach in. And what I'm there for really is to be a mentor and to help them in any way I can. So I work closely with the faculty, and being a part of the faculty involves dealing with the students on a regular basis. I attend a lot of the courses. I've been blessed to be part of the program because over 17 years, just through osmosis, I've learned an enormous amount from the course content of the program itself.
Now, as I said earlier, mentorship is what real estate is all about. Successful practitioners of real estate have had excellent mentors in my life. I've had Harvey Weidenfeld, Sue Karras, Ezra Katz. I think I've had some top-of-the-line mentors. And you talked about bringing anecdotes into the classroom. Tell us a little bit about your background, because I think that your background speaks to the level of quality of faculty at the program.
Well, that's very kind of you to say that. I moved down here from Montreal with my wife and young kids in the summer of 72, and got involved in real estate development down here. We did mostly high-rise luxury condominiums and mostly in Miami Beach at the time, although my experience has been much broader than that over the years, including a large subdivision in California and other non-condominium developments.
Well, you did mixed use at Sunset Harbor, right?
Yeah, Sunset Harbor was primarily a condominium, but it had various types of residential. There's the marina that was probably the most difficult thing that I have ever done in my life from a development perspective, in terms of permits and environment and everything else. And there was a commercial mixed-use element to the development as well. So that would be an example of that.
There's a loaded question because I financed the shopping center across the street. I did the shops across the street. That's why I asked. For Scotty Robbins. High five, Scotty.
I say Scotty hi, too, also.
There
Good
you go.
Good friend of mine, yeah.
He's a beautiful guy.
Yeah, he is.
Well, that's one of the things that you bring to the program is you also help your students meet real movers and shakers in the community, help them, I don't want to say go out on mentorship little trips, but you can introduce them if they're reading about somebody in the paper. You can say, hey, I know that person. Let me make a phone call.
Happens all the time, and I'm happy to do it. Yep. I move resumes around, too, and I'm very happy to do that. I consider that part of my obligation to the students. So we do that, not just myself. The other faculty members do it on a regular basis.
Well, please always reach out to me because I help all the kids from UF. I don't have a problem helping the UM kids. I just recently helped a kid from Wharton and another one from FIU.
That.
Please, I'd be happy to. You know, part of what I am is a human connection machine. Hey, Oscar, how much time do we have left? We only have a minute. Why don't we go to commercial a little early, Oscar? I'll give you a second to prep that, and that'll give us a little more time in the next segment. All right, Oscar, take us away. We'll be right back with more Freedom Business with the UM LLM in development. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
In Mount Zion, it rules all creation. Yeah, we're dominant.